News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Meanwhile, we're going to be talking about how people now apparently are shying away from speaking to people in public. That is according to Viv Groskop, who is a broadcaster, comedian and author. Viv, is this a generational thing?
Good morning. Well, yes, there's definitely a generational element. This is something I've been hearing about for a long time. I wrote a book called How to Own the Room, which is about public speaking. But I found that the more I talked to people about it, doing lots of events, talking to readers, talking to listeners of the podcast, How to Own the Room, people would say, no, we don't want to know about owning the room and public speaking. We want to know about how to have everyday conversations with people. And lots of people reporting that they notice these conversations are lessening in daily life. And I started to research this, and there's now an academic term that is being studied, which is called social norm reinforcement. And the idea is that the social norm that we reinforce, the idea that we generally talk to each other, we say, how are you? Isn't it lovely weather? The idea of small talk and talking to people you don't really know, the kind of people we call loose ties or weak ties, like people who aren't our actual contacts or colleagues or friends or family, that is becoming so difficult now for people to interact because of the pandemic, people wearing headphones, phone use. There's this thing called tech shield, which is where people use their phones to avoid talking to each other. And I had a piece in The Guardian about this week, and the global response has just been crazy of people saying, yes, I've noticed this, especially older people saying, I hate it, that people don't talk to each other anymore. But really interesting, and you will not be surprised to hear this, many people saying, please come to Ireland, you will not find this problem here. Well, Glasgow also featuring very heavily as a very chatty place.
This raises the obvious question, Viv. Why is it a bad thing to just remain in the bliss of solitude and not have to interact with strangers?
Yeah, I'm very clear when I was thinking about this and writing about this, to say, let's not force people to do anything. And clearly we need to understand boundaries, that sometimes we all have days when we don't really want to be talked to. And some people have personalities that, you know, they want to keep themselves to themselves. And I think that's completely reasonable. What I'm hearing from the academics who are researching this and from other people commenting on this is that a younger generation are finding it harder to read those cues. So they can't tell if someone is available for a chat or not available for a chat. They don't know how to signal to someone, please don't talk to me, or yeah, it's okay to talk to me, because of this social norm reinforcement, like the less people talk, the less people talk. So the idea, which I'm really on board with this, I see it a lot. I mean, I live in London, so obviously London has been top in this league for about 100 years. But I really notice this, that people are scared in case they get something wrong. And the less young people see that, the less they're able to interact. And I have three teenagers, and they all report this. There's lots of stuff on social media about this performative approaching of strangers and giving people flowers in the street, or telling older ladies that they look amazing in their outfit. And it's all done as almost like this social experiment of, oh, isn't it crazy to talk to strangers? So things that were really normal and day to day, and I'm sure they are day to day in Ireland, I know there would be, they're becoming something that is unusual, like some kind of weird zoological phenomenon.
Well, let's get a view of our listeners. If you have a take on that, 53106, just go up to somebody and say hello to them and see how they react and let us know. Or 087-1400-106. Viv, thank you very much. That is Viv Groskop, who is broadcaster, comedian and author. Still to come.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.